The Patriots lost Sunday and dropped to a 1-3 record. Meantime, the Red Sox ended their season in last place for the second straight year. Despite their current struggles, the last 20 years have been a boom time for pro sports in Boston. Local teams have won more than a dozen championships since 2002. As part of WBUR's new field guide to Boston, our ideas and opinion editor Chloe Axelson wrote about what it means to be a sports fan here. She realized it often goes well beyond the scoreboard.
There are rites of passage as a Boston sports fan. Fenway Park on a 56-degree day in June, watching the Patriots at a dive bar, the electricity of the city on Marathon Monday. I wasn't born loving Boston teams. My dad's from Chicago, and by birthright, I root for the Cubs. But my allegiances switched for good when I moved to Boston for college more than two decades ago. I can now link milestones in my life with Boston games I remember. These memories make me proud of my adopted hometown and connect me to a younger, different version of myself. I watched the 1999 ALCS with my college roommates in a rickety triple-decker in Somerville. The Yankees smoked the Sox, 4-1.
The 1-2 pitch, lined into the left field corner. They're waiting for it as Spencer and the Yankees are going back to the World Series to defend their crown.
I knew all about poor Bill Buckner, but I think that was my first real heartbreak. In 2002, I lived in New York City. At a bar in the East Village, I watched the Pats play the AFC Divisional Playoff game, the Snow Bowl. I nearly collapsed when Adam Vinatieri kicked that 45-yard field goal through the driving snow.
A low line drive kick that had enough to clear the crossbar.
It's only the season, no big deal. What a pressure kick by Adam Vinatieri. And I lost sight of it in the snow, and it just gets over the crossbar.
I remember standing at the bar telling anyone who would listen, oh yeah, people are so crazy for the Pats up there. It might have been the first time I thought about making Boston home for good. In 2004, during the Red Sox World Series run, I was working on a political campaign in South Dakota. I worked all the time, so I only caught snippets of the final games against the Yankees. But cheering on Pedro and Poppy helped me stay tethered to home.
Swing and a ground ball to second base. Pokey Reese has it. He throws to first, and the Red Sox have won the American League pennant. They mob Allen Embry on the mound. The Boston Red Sox have pulled the greatest victory in team history.
I remember thinking if the Red Sox could make it, I could too. In October 2013, I was 6 months pregnant with twins when I scored tickets to Game 6 of the ALCS, Red Sox versus Tigers. I smile every time I see the photo of pre-motherhood me. I had no clue what my life would look like in 10 years. My dad and I were at the TD Garden the night the Celtics retired Kevin Garnett's number.
Last not least, man, I want to thank all y'all, man. It's been real, man. I would have never thought y'all loved me like this. I love you, Boston. I love you, Northeast. I love y'all, man.
It was the first time since the start of the pandemic that either of us had attended a large public event, and it was epic. There is an impermanence to sports, just as there is in life. Players get traded, luck changes, team dynamics are a complex alchemy that's impossible to replicate. But that constant of change ensures hope at the beginning of every season. I went to that 2013 Sox game with my husband and parents. We didn't know what we were having, boys or girls. But in the eighth inning, when we sang Sweet Caroline, we were unwittingly singing to a kid who turned out to be my own Sweet Caroline. Being a fan in Boston is much more than only a game.